Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the WC Radio Network.
WCRA, changing the world you listen to.
Hello, everyone out there. This is the Gamers Paradise Radio Show. I'm Gray, and this is Draco, my other host.
The other guy.
The other guy.
What's going on, everybody? What's up? It's another brandy new edition of the Gamers Paradise. And
Ooh. It's
Thursday. That can only mean one thing.
Tomorrow is free Friday. Hugs? Oh.
Tomorrow is Free Beer Friday for some other people that aren't, including me.
And me.
You don't drink.
Yeah. Well, that was a great segue.
I could use a free beer, though. Anybody got beer? Send it my way.
I could use free anything. That'd be nice.
If it's free, it's for me. That's the way I look at it.
Exactly. All right, so let's get into all the basic stuff, like our number that you can call in to talk to us if you want to. And what's that number, Draco?
I think you already know the number, though, but in case you don't, it's 718-664-9735.
And translate for the people that aren't gamers.
10101010101010. Oh, sorry. Translate
in
for
binary
the people
code.
That aren't gamers.
Yeah.
7 1 8 6 6 4 9 7 3 5.
See, I know you don't know binary code because you already got it wrong with 7, and that was the first number. 7 is 000110.
I know a little bit about binary code, but I was just pulling shit off the top of my head, okay?
No. Well, I'm sorry that I ruined your carefully precise joke.
Now, for those that don't know it, Morse code. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. That's enough.
We also are on Facebook. You can find us under the Gamers Paradise Radio Show. All right.
That is on Facebook under the Gamers Paradise Radio Show.
All right. So, how was your week, Draco?
Same week, but different week. If that makes any sense whatsoever.
To clarify it a bit more to our audience.
I did this week.
There you go.
I did the same stuff this week that I did last week, other than, as I was telling you on the pre-show, I finally got my hands on the Anthem game, and it has the open world expanse of, like, Monster Hunter World with all the feels of Destiny, if you could actually fly your character on Destiny.
It's not a terrible combination.
Jumping. Yeah, you're given this jetpack to fly around, which is cool, but it overheats.
But if you play, I think it's the Wizard? I think that's what it's called. It almost never overheats. Like, it takes forever to overheat. Then you can just, if you just want to play that game to fly around, what's it called then?
Are you talking?
It's the paper mache guy.
We're talking about Anthem. There is no wizard. These suits are called javelins that you get into, okay? Which
no,
to
I
me,
know.
If I'm hearing javelin, I'm thinking rocket launcher, for one. Because
I'm thinking
a
spear you throw.
That too. I mean.
Okay,
but,
it's called Storm then, something like that. It's some real fantasy name because I guess it's supposed to act like a wizard or something. You get basically what are spells, like you get the throw down energy crap. It basically just works like magic spells. Who knows why they put that in a futuristic game, but...
It's a gunning game. It's a gunner game. I don't know nothing about magic or anything like that. It is got the gunning, and it's a third-person shooter, not a first-person shooter.
Yeah. Well, okay. You gotta look for the certain javelin, because, you have the standard one, and then you have the big behemoth one, and there's one called, like...
The interceptor.
Yeah. And there's one called, like, the storm, or the... wizard or something like that, and it flies forever. So if you just want to fly your javelin, and that's all you want to do in that game, that's the one you pick. Super easy to kill. Like, enemies can just crush you, but the entire reason is because you're supposed to fly up and use these quote-unquote spells to rain down on them.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't read that far. I just looked into, oh, that one looks cool.
Yeah. Is the Interceptor the big guy?
The Interceptor is not the big guy. The Interceptor is the... it looks more of a female type. I'm profiling here.
Well, it wouldn't be female. It would be feminine.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Feminine, user, friendly... Because even if you play a male character, it's got boobs. Just going to throw that out there.
Mm.
But, apparently, it's like quick. It's your melee ninja type character.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
But Colossus is your big one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyhow, how was your week, Gray? How is school?
So I had to take the ACT.
The ACT? I thought that was something you do when you are in a play or something.
Yeah, I had to take the ACT 3. So it was pretty hard because it was pretty late stage. So.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully,
that's exciting.
I'm pretty sure if it all goes well, it'll be my final ACT. Ah, see what I did there?
Mm-hmm. The final act.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for another one of those final countdowns, you know. Oh, sorry. That was random.
That was kind of the only thing of the week. Rest of my week was basic. I think.
I mean, you had birthdays and visitors and whatnot. How is that just basic?
Because it's not stressful.
Every day that passes is a stressful day for me. Even on Fridays, you know, I'm walking into work. Hey, it's Friday. There's people walking up to me screaming, it's Friday. It's Friday. I'm like, listen, dude, it is 2 days to Monday. Get off me.
Yeah. So I have visitors. It's both my siblings' birthdays, both my littlest siblings' birthdays. That was cool. And it was exciting, but, you know.
So what did you get them for their birthdays? What did you get them for the birthdays?
It was a family gift, so it wasn't anything from just me. It was from everyone.
Well, that still doesn't answer the question.
Oh, well, one of them got a bike, and the other one got a video game and some things like that, and they got other things.
Nice. Absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we got on the docket tonight? We have fantasy. We have RPG, not to be confused with, rocket-propelled grenades. We're actually talking about role-playing games.
Yep. And, well, we're talking about the genre itself, because it turns out not all of them are role-playing games, which is the most deceiving name ever.
90% of the time when you think about fantasy, you think it's an RPG.
Yeah, exactly. But no, we have to have
If you look at like the Legends of Zelda, that's a role-playing game. Well, that is a role-playing game, but it's also a fantasy role-playing game.
Yeah.
You take on the role of Link to save a princess.
This newest one, the Breath of the Wild, definitely kind of encompassed what an RPG game was.
Breath of the Wild, I've heard of it. I have heard of it. When did it come out, or is it out yet?
2017, 2018. One of those two. Breath of the Wild.
It's an action-adventure game.
Yep. Came out 2017 there, Bob.
Oh, that's right. It's a Zelda game. See, I don't own a Nintendo, so I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of took Zelda and put it like, what if we made it more RPG game? That's what you got out of it.
Right.
I'm seeing like you know that I play RPG games because I'm looking at the RPG game list. I guess role-playing game, I probably shouldn't say that, but, like, I'm looking at the RPG list, and it's a lot of games that I love.
Oh, yeah, I mean, even, like, I'm looking at the fantasy game list, and I'm like, well, that's an RPG, that's an RPG, that's pretty
all
much
I see
an RPG.
Is Final Fantasy.
Welcome to role-play and fantasy, sir.
Yeah. You know, the ones like all of the Elder Scrolls count as a RPG fantasy.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, one of my favorite role-playing games, fantasy role-playing games, was the first Fable on the original Xbox.
I got to play, either Fable 2 or Fable 3. And yeah, I enjoy those games a lot. They're cool.
Hell, I even got the Final Fantasy VII remake listed up under here, even though it's not out yet. And heaven knows when it's going to come out. Please, like, in the next 2 days. Yeah, right. They just finished Kingdom Hearts. I'm not that lucky.
Is it made by the same people?
Yeah, it's made by Square Enix.
See, I don't play either game, so I want to know.
Square Enix is the sole forerunner of the Final Fantasy series. It used to be Squaresoft, and I'm pretty sure it used to be something before that. But, yeah, they turned into Square Enix somewhere around about, I couldn't even tell you, Final Fantasy.
When I was born?
Pick a number. Final Fantasy, pick a number.
Yeah, because, I mean, Square Enix has always been Square Enix since I've seen Square Enix games, so.
Yeah.
Somewhere when I was alive.
There goes a good trivia question. Anybody want to tell us when Squaresoft became Square Enix?
Oh, we got a caller. Google. Yes, what's your answer, Google? Oh, thank you. He says he doesn't want to bring it up to the rest of the crowd. Sorry.
Ah, 2003.
Ooh. You're not a caller. I'm not giving you a reward.
Well, I spoiled it.
All right.
See, the company the company was founded in 1986, and then it merged with Enix, which apparently was a developer all on its own, the Enix Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2003, they formed Square Enix. But they still do use Squaresoft from time to time.
Ah, for smaller projects, or?
Yeah, it looks like it. Also, you know, it used Squaresoft as a brand name. The company name is actually Square Company. Square Company Ltd. Limited, whatever. Whatever Ltd. means.
I don't know. Maybe like limited time duration or something like that.
Mm.
Call her Google.
Anyway, moving right along. So out of this whole genre of fantasy and or RPG, where do you stand on a game?
A game?
Like, what is the one that stands out in your head the most?
Skyrim.
Of course.
Elder Scrolls V. It's
Skyrim,
my baby.
People. Skyrim, people. Ugh.
Oh, whatever.
But,
you know Skyrim's good.
But there again, I'm a Final Fantasy fanatic, so, you know. I can't hate. And I know I catch flack for saying the best one is Final Fantasy VII, but opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. I'm just a bigger one.
Again, just from common knowledge, I've heard that 4 is the best, but I don't know. I've never played one.
That's common knowledge. If you ain't never played one, you have no right to speak. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Have you played Elder Scrolls V? I thought we talked about this.
I have played that one, Skyrim. I have beaten Skyrim. I have also inputted mods on the PS4 version of Skyrim just for shiggles and gits.
Well, that's fun.
But nonetheless, it's... I think it's really just way too hyped, in my opinion.
Well, did you play the main storyline?
Yeah, I played and beat the whole game.
Yeah. That's... But you didn't.
I beat the main story, okay? Jeez.
That is not even... That's probably 2% of the entire actual game.
That's okay. The mods were where it was at the time.
But they weren't. You have completed 2% of the game before mods were even allowed to be a thing. And then mods became a thing, and that wiped away any type of finishing the game that could have ever been.
Yeah, that's why I waited to beat the main story before I started with the mods.
Yeah, but all you did was beat the main story. That's not the point of the game. It's not a point-to-point game.
Well, I beat, you know, I built houses and such. I did all that.
Yeah, but those are just DLCs. That's not what I'm saying, Draco. There's so much of the game you didn't do.
That's okay. I like main stories and being done.
That is boring. You are boring.
No. I mean, if the game actually holds my attention span long enough, then I might break off and do this, that, and another.
Skyrim's one of those games where it's an action game, and it was able to, like, relax me. Like, it's such a relaxing game, but it's able to just hold me and, like, stay there and be like, you just keep playing, spend hours not even having to do anything, and somehow hours pass by. Just because it holds my attention.
There are a lot of games like that to me. There's a lot of games like Final Fantasy 14. I keep going back to that, but that's my go-to game. That's what I played for upwards of 5 years. It has so much to do. Like you have your character, and you have your starting class. But once you get that character maxed out, you can go play a different class. If you wanted to be a healer, go put on the weapon and you become a healer and start gathering stuff for your healing class. All without changing character.
I mean, you could do the same thing in Skyrim. Except they didn't even introduce the thing of classes. It was just, you're able to do this part. You're done with this part? Okay, fine. We have like 15 other things you could do. And you can do them all on the same character.
Ain't that fancy. I might go back and revisit it, but, you know, it's all time-consuming and expensive.
You should, there's no way they're not going to do it. I'm not going to recommend it to you because I don't know if it will be able to be better than Skyrim. But whenever they bring out Elder Scrolls 6, you should definitely give it a try.
I'll look into it. I'm not going to lie. I like the Elder Scrolls game, the Skyrim game, for what it's worth.
Just, I don't know. I don't really recommend Elder Scrolls Online, just because it's exactly like one of your MMO games, except if you don't have any friends to play it, it can be quite restricting to the mind.
Right.
I see that. That's my opinion. All right, so what's your go-to game besides Final Fantasy?
Besides Final Fantasy?
Mm-hmm.
Is there really any other?
Well, there's plenty.
Aside from Call of Duty, that's my major go-to game.
Well, go-to RPG/fantasy game.
Besides Final Fantasy,
there's so many other games. You don't have like one that if you've been playing way too much Final Fantasy and you're like, I just need a small little break. There's not another game you can play.
Call of Duty. No. Back in the day, there was this one. There was a game that I never got to finish, but it went the same route as Final Fantasy did with the turn-based playing and such and whatnot. The game I'm talking about is Legend of Dragoon. Same general synopsis on how to play, but there was each character had their own Dragoon character. You transform into this big armored winged person. It's called your Dragoon.
I think I actually know exactly what you're talking about.
I forget for the life of me the whole story and how it went, but it had 3 discs. I was only able to make it to the second disc because somehow the 3rd disc went missing. Never got a chance to finish it.
Yeah, I mean, I like turn-based games. I'm actually playing one right now, which I just realized might classify as an RPG game. And it's called Adventure Time and the... Hang on. You know what Adventure Time
is? You lost me at Adventure Time. You lost me at Adventure Time.
Why? That's a good show.
I am not a fan of Adventure Time. Never have been. Never will be.
It's called Adventure Time Pirates of the Enchiridion.
Yeah.
Which was a big eye-opener for me that I definitely need to go back and watch the show because I only made it to, like, season 2 before I stopped watching TV in general. And it has, like, 13 seasons now. And I went to go play this game, and I was like, there's a lot of things I really don't understand.
Right.
Like, if you never watched Adventure Time, this game would be a new story starting out. and you wouldn't have to know the characters. It would be a bit weird at first, like, oh, who's this character, who's this character? But they make it pretty easy for you to understand that there was already a show happening, but hey, this is a new story.
Mm-hmm.
But since I knew some of the show, this was like, oh, I don't know any of this.
I don't know. Something just didn't. The newer cartoons that they have now aren't anywhere near what I was used to growing up. I had Looney Tunes. I had Gargoyles. I had Thundercats, for crying out loud, growing up.
I mean, I did too, but
what the hell are these cartoons they had coming up? So,
well, okay, so there's a thing.
In retrospect, if I didn't like the cartoon, I wasn't touching the game.
Okay. So there's a big thing about how I think about cartoons. My brother and sister watch cartoons now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're younger than me. They watch the same channels I've watched. They watch the same channels you've watched whenever we were both very tiny children.
You act like I'm not 15, 16 years older than you.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know what's happened with the next people after me, but it's like they've already made their own new, like, whatever. But, so, the shows I watched were kind of the last cusp of good cartoons, and now you have what they watch. You know, the things they watch are either...
I would not classify Adventure Time in that cusp, in my opinion. But nonetheless, it wasn't about cartoons. Sorry.
Yeah, but... Anyway, I would say that Adventure Time and Regular Show and stuff like that and the old Teen Titans, those are the old cusp. And now you have
and
the new
And we're not
crap.
Talking about Teen Titans Go, right?
No!
Okay.
No, that's the new thing. Everything that the kids watch are remakes of good cartoons turned into bad cartoons. Or they are...
Like
they're, or they are...
What the hell is that Looney Tunes shit they have on?
Or they're new cartoons that were made by people on bad acid.
And every drawing of, like, every cartoon is the same drawing, what's the word?
I don't know.
They all look the same. All the characters look like they were drawn by the same person.
Yeah, there's no creativeness. Like, this one that we've been talking about, this one has its own thing. And then... Teen Titans had its own thing. And then, you know, other ones that I can't think of had their own thing. They kind of had, like, the same creativity. Now it looks like they're all completely being mass-produced.
Yeah. And it's absolute garbage. But I digress.
It's literally just to stimulate kids' minds and make them watch it more. It's not even good story or fun anymore.
Look, if you can't stimulate this kid's mind to watch TV, then you've got a problem.
Yeah.
Because I will sit through hours of Tom and Jerry and hours of Looney Tunes, even to this day.
I mean, same thing with me with those cartoons and the cartoons I watched, and then you have these new ones. Some of them can be a bit interesting, but then you keep watching them, and it's like, oh, well, that's kind of what they already did, or... No, well, that's kind of random and completely not even adjacent to the story.
But They did a good job with the game, so you're saying, as compared to what the cartoon is to you.
So it's made by a smaller business, or it's kind of made by a smaller business. But it's also, it was completely under budgeted, and it probably didn't have the most traction under it. So for what it turned out to be, it's actually a pretty, pretty awesome game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fun. And it's a grindy type of RPG where you have to actually go out and fight people over and over again to actually level up your characters to be able to fight the new boss.
And what'd you call it? Pirates of something or other?
It's called the Pirates of the Enchiridion.
Yeah.
Which would only be a thing that people that watch the show understand, because I barely understand it, and I watched a whole 2 seasons.
Yeah, because that's like another language to me looking at this.
Yeah. All right, we should probably get back to video.
What?
So there are three other big video games that I've noticed. Three other big video game franchises, I mean. So, I see...
Developers or franchise?
Franchise.
Like game. Franchise game.
Yes.
Okay.
Franchise games, yes. So, these are the three other ones besides Elder Scrolls and Final Fantasy that I've noticed.
Yeah.
The Witcher. Dragon Age. And Dark Souls.
I knew you were going to say Dark Souls.
Well, I have to say it. Doesn't mean I like it.
People don't like what they can't beat.
Dark Souls, it's unnecessarily hard. It's one of those games where it gives you like a bittersweet victory. Like even if you win, it's not fun because now you're just mad.
You know, when you gotta play the same section like 20 times, and you still get killed by the same person, those 20 times, it becomes ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, they just, and the only thing you can do is duck and roll to kill them after an hour in there, rolling around, hitting it one time, and then rolling around. Or... you have to kill it with brute strength.
Which, let's face it, your characters aren't brute strength.
I'm losing you.
Hello? Is anybody out there? Gray. Gray. Make it work, Gray. Make it work.
Hello.
What in the haberdashery?
No, sorry about that.
Me?
I think I tripped over the humperdoof.
What in the hell is a humperdoof? Is that like a heffalump?
Exactly. It's a dumb cousin.
Ah. I know what
yep,
you're
okay.
trying to get rid of me on this show, and we've only done this for like 3 weeks now, and you're already trying to get rid of me.
Yeah. Okay. What was I talking about?
Dark Souls.
Yeah. Oh,
and how
yeah.
It was ridiculously hard.
Oh, yeah. Back to what I was saying. It was.
And
okay, done.
It?
Yeah.
No, I mean, easy that it was complicated. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, but it was boring. It's boring.
Yeah.
Anyway, I forgot to also say, I think I'm just going to put Bethesda games all down at the same time.
Bethesda
because
games.
I
every
just,
one of Bethesda games.
Yeah, because, well, you have Elder Scrolls and then you also have Fallout, so I can't just say Elder Scrolls, because Fallout was equally pretty good franchise.
Fallout has its good games and it has its bad games.
Yeah, like Fallout 3 is regarded as its best. Fallout New Vegas is my favorite. Then you also have Fallout 4, which is pretty alright. And Fallout 76, which is really only fun if you have friends. It's another one of those, you know, MMORPGs.
Anthem is actually the same way. When you go to do an expedition in Anthem, they'll matchmake you with people.
Yeah, I noticed that. And I think that's a good idea.
It's a good idea, but at the same time, it's kind of bad if you're matchmaking with people. I'm not going to say it's not my fault.
That can happen in any MMO game. Or not MMO.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Just like any multiplayer game at all.
At the same time, like I said, I don't complain about it because of the fact it is part of my fault if I just step away for a half a second.
And, or but.
Random side note, I found my Zippo lighter. I've been looking for that thing for like 3 days now.
Well, you know what? On that beautiful note, I think it's time to go to
break. Breaking.
Yeah.
When we come back, folks, we will continue our talk on the fantasy side.
And the RPG side.
Fantasy.
RPG. Okay. See you guys later. Wait. See you after the break.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Yeah. Is this the part where I go to break, right?
Yeah. Push the button.
Okay, got it.
Cut me off and say you're tired of talking. It's not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave, and these will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost, and I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you love me, you would tell me. You never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you would stop and never go. But you just turned your back to me and said, we'll be right back.
Welcome, welcome, come one, come all. I am Gray.
Draco!
This is... There we go. The Paradise Radio Show. You can tell by the title, we are gamers. We are people that play video games for a good part of our living. Maybe not for money, but it's close enough. Experience.
I could do it for money.
Yes. That would be fun, actually. But anyway, we are on multiple things.
Check out, give a like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
At where?
Twitch. TV, twitch.tv/Draco18772.
There you go.
You were talking over me, so I had to cut you off.
I didn't talk over you.
Close enough.
And you still have, like, many, many on me from last show, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's what you say.
Anyway.
What about the social media?
The social medias and stuff, I guess we have, like, some of those and some of them that are good enough. We got Facebook, and that's it. Okay.
We got Facebook, and Facebook.
More Facebook.
Did you hear the news?
You can find us at Gamers Paradise Radio Show on Facebook. Now what?
Did you hear the news, though?
About what?
Facebook was down yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. It was terrible. It was like the end of the world. People weren't sure how...
Just that all of my social media was down yesterday. That's why I couldn't use Messenger. That makes so much more sense now.
But if you had a Twitter...
Well, like, yeah, like,
Instagram,
my Instagram wasn't working.
Facebook was down. Instagram
that
and
makes
Facebook was
so
down.
Much more sense now. Thank you for informing me. You learn something new every day.
Well, the more you know. And knowing is half the battle. Go Joe.
That does make a lot more sense now, though. Because I was really wondering why just nothing was working.
Yeah, they couldn't post. There was posts on Facebook saying how they couldn't post on Facebook yesterday, all day long. I'm like, what? What? Post? What? You just... What? Closed?
Yeah, well, some of... Like, it was going through just, like, slow to the point to where it was hours before something sent. Tied with each other, I think. Something like that.
Well, yeah, you got to.
Maybe they run off the same software banks or whatever crap.
Maybe.
Well, that was our great tidbit of social media. So how can you call us? Social media is not working. How can you call in?
If the social media is still not working, you could call us. Chat with us, be our friends, or get a controller stuck up your rear end at 718.
No, no, you've started it.
9735.
And what if the social media is working? Where can they call in at then?
If the social media is still working, you can still call us at 718-664-9735. We would love to hear from you.
And wait,
for him.
But what if they don't have social media?
They can still call at 718-664-9735.
Wow, that's crazy how they're all through the same number for those three different separate things.
But if you do not have social media, please do us all a favor. Find your nearest cell phone, laptop, computer. It doesn't matter. You can even use your PlayStation if you have one. Or Xbox, Daryl.
Not a Nintendo.
No, that hurt. And go on a browser. Find the local Facebook in the search engine. Type in Facebook.com. Sign up for Facebook and then go like our page, the Gamers Paradise Radio Show. I cannot say that as fast as I wanted to. So soon.
The Gamers Paradise Radio Show. The Gamers Paradise Radio Show. The Gamers Paradise Radio Show.
Now you're trying to send subliminal messages.
Okay, so we got to get into the show at some point. We can't just keep saying the same call-in number for another hour, although it would be very amusing.
No, I'm just going to randomly say it throughout the night. 7. And then we continue on. 1. And then we continue on. 8-6-6-4-9-7-3-5.
It's like the countdown in Doctor Who.
Oh, you said Doctor Who.
Anyway, you wanted to get into fantasy because of a certain game that we've already expressed so far. I'm going to let you have the stage for a little bit and just give me a rundown. Like, I have never heard of this game, so give me a rundown. Pretend I have never even heard of the game itself. Go for it.
Are we still talking about Final Fantasy?
Yes.
Man, no. We've heard of it. We've talked about it for constant. No, getting into the fantasy side of things isn't just because of Final Fantasy, okay? There are other fantasy games out there.
Like Final Fantasy 15, Final Fantasy 8, Final Fantasy 9, Final Fantasy 2.
They're all different stories, okay? Different stories, different consoles. But it's still a great, great franchise.
Okay.
Nonetheless, you're interrupting some bitch.
I said okay.
But there are other ones out there. Like, we already covered Witcher, which Witcher had, like, 2 or 3 or 4 games.
Well, it had 3. But it had, like, DLCs and expansions and crap.
What about Baldur's Gate? Have you ever heard of Baldur's Gate?
Baldur's or Boulders?
Baldur's. Like, Bald URS.
I have not ever heard of that game.
You need to familiarize yourself with Baldur's Gate.
So, are we keeping to the medieval fantasy here? Is that what we really want to shoot for?
Final Fantasy was not medieval fantasy, though.
That's what I'm saying. Are we wanting to shoot for the medieval fantasy?
Yeah, sure.
Are we going for whimsical fantasy about what all people think fantasy are, or can we just get into anything?
We could just get into whatever you want to talk about, sir. Whatever
sci-fi
it
fantasy
is that tickles your pickle.
There's one game that I cannot not talk about, just because I think a lot of people would be mad. Never played the game, let's hope you have. Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Apparently.
Played Mass Effect.
Well, there we go. I have not.
I haven't played the most recent Andromeda, but I played the earlier ones.
They are definitely an RPG game, right? Not getting that wrong.
I would call it an RPG, but it's also kind of a shooter type deal, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly.
Well,
it is
there we go. We talked
playing
about it.
Person shooter game. Mass Effect. It's up. Now that I'm looking at it, it kind of reminds me. Or makes me wonder why I didn't think Mass Effect when I was looking at the Anthem game.
Well, I've never played Mass Effect, so I can't really do that, but, I mean, I could.
But, there again, Anthem, you jump in this suit, so it's kind of like Fallout. I mean, it's a mixture of a bunch of damn games. I kid you not.
I mean, yeah.
But
they're really opening their horizon there. A lot of people can play it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Valerian.
It's actually made by BioWare, which is also the Anthem makers.
That would make a lot of sense.
Mistaken.
Well, let's hope you're not mistaken.
That's why it looks more Mass Effect-y. If that's even a word.
You have now made it a word.
I will make it a word. Don't make me.
I won't make you make it a word. Make it a word.
Mass Effect-y.
Exactly. Anyway.
But Mass Effect had 3 or 4.
I don't know. 4. Because Andromeda is its own game, right?
With Andromeda, yeah.
Oh,
I would still call it part of it. Mass Effect had 4 games. And the first one was Mass Effect.
Yes.
And I'm trying to bring up some stuff about it. Just some fun points. I've barely remember playing. I know I've played it long time ago, but it's like one of those that you play it, and once you haven't played it anymore for a long, 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 long time, you forget it.
Yeah.
Much less forget it ever existed.
Yeah. I've never played a Mass Effect game.
You're doing yourself a great dishonor, honor, however you want to look at it. That's your opinion.
I don't know. People used to talk about it all the time, and then Andromeda came out, and nobody talked about it. Nobody talks about that game, and now just nobody talks about it at all. It's kind of like one of those forgotten legends, you know. It was super famous at one point, and now nobody talks about it.
I mean, hell, look at the stats on Anthem. Anthem's already sold half of what Andromeda has sold since Andromeda has been out.
And it's been out for half a month, if I'm correct.
Yeah. So all the things they should have done in Mass Effect, they have tried in this Anthem game.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at one of the Anthem, like, pictures, and then you look at Mass Effect, they look very, very similar now that I'm looking at it, because I've never really had a chance to look at a Mass Effect game.
All right.
Very similar.
Would you say eerily similar?
Eerily similar.
There you go.
Perhaps dreadfully similar.
But you didn't like Halo? Halo was...
That was such a dumb
shooter.
Comment.
But for some of us, it was a role-playing game. Some of us like to take on the role of Master Chief. When we were talking to our friends, we would be Master Chief.
Well, sometimes, like Halo Reach, I would actually just go to Forge instead of going to the campaign. And I would just make up my own stories. That is true. Those stories went places,
but
too.
If you look at it, though, all games could potentially be a role-playing game.
Not all games.
On if that is how you like to play.
Checkers.
Look, I can imagine myself being a little round disc jumping around on a board.
See, my original option was going to be chess, but then I was like, I do pretend that that's a war on a board.
I take my knight and I go in an L shape to you.
I jump my pawn and take out your pawn.
Only in a diagonal fashion.
I violently take out your pawn, cutting off his head. Your king is frightened.
Therefore, we have him in check. Yes, you can take any game and make it your kind of role play.
Yes.
Even though the genre itself might not be role playing.
So, and even some role playing games that are classified as role playing games, some of them you don't even role play in them. Some of them you don't even take on the role.
Yeah.
So it's a very backwards genre, but whenever you get into a game, there are some games where you can just go, even if it's not explicit, you can look at it and go, this is a role-playing game. For gamers, it's almost like a program code.
What would you classify Dead Space as?
See, I was actually thinking about that. I don't know. For one, I've never played it. And for two, I really don't know.
Given the horror movie fanatic that I am, I do kind of like lean toward a lot of the horror games.
Yeah.
But there have been very few horror games that have held up to the standards I expect.
Yeah.
Resident Evil used to, until it got to like 4 or 5, and it wasn't so much horror anymore as to what can we do to these zombies to make them look different, and we'll turn them into Demogorgons, but Demogorgon didn't exist back then.
So, have you played all the Dead Space games?
I have not played all the Dead Space games.
Have you played Dead Space 2?
Dead Space 1.
Okay. Because I'm pretty sure Dead Space 2, you can't really correct me if I'm wrong, but pretty sure that's the one where it's better to play it as two-player. Because it has like a whole like two-player story thing to it. Or maybe those are custom missions. I don't really know.
Sounds about right. But I wouldn't know.
That I could see a little bit of a role-playing game. You also get to
outside of that. Yeah.
But I mean,
we don't next week, by the way. Anyhow.
I think that it's kind of like if you were to classify Halo as a role-playing game, you know. Each time you finish a level, you're able to customize. Some of them you're able to customize Master Chief. Some of them you're able to customize the other players because you're not playing Master Chief. Like in Halo Reach, you're playing your own character. He's called Noble Six.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to customize the armor. You're able to pick the weapon you want. You're able to pick up different weapons and crap. I don't think I even classify that as role playing game though.
Even outside of the actual role-playing genre game, the games that are classified as role-playing games, still can customize. Like Call of Duty, I wouldn't classify that as a role-playing game, but you still can paint up your weapons, put camos on them, and now you've got suits and outfits you can put on, make your character look weird and fancy, if you want to look at it like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. They are. It's almost like it's just like how tabletop games like D&D and Warhammer have come more into the light, and now people are kind of blending the gray areas of new games that are coming out. They're kind of doing that with all these different games now, where it's like, well, role playing games used to be the only ones that my stuff because it was like, oh, well, that's what you do in those games. Now it's all games, just because they realize that those parts of the games of role playing games are role-playing genre in general and whenever it comes to real role-playing, like you are playing a role, they realize that a lot of the stuff is super strong, and people actually enjoy it if they see it in the limelight.
And they also realize they can make real good money off microtransactions for looks.
Exactly. It was a sort of
Fortnite made its. That's how Fortnite made all its money. Was in microtransactions.
I mean, sure, because Fortnite is free.
Yeah.
But ain't getting any microtransactions out of me.
But you can also thank mobile games for that. Like cell phone games and such.
Yeah, if you play Flappy Bird back whenever it existed before you got banned, you're not a gamer.
I'm not a Flappy Bird player, okay?
Exactly. You can't say... If Flappy Bird was a game you played before it got banned, you can't say that you're an edgy or veteran gamer just because you were able to play a game before it got banned.
Now, what exactly happened with Flappy Bird to make it get banned?
It got so addictive that people were literally killing themselves to play it. Like, they would just not get up. It got banned because some people were stupid.
Well, that happens with a whole lot of games. I mean, take, for instance, the whole Fortnite is that these kids get where they are just randomly stop what they're doing and start flailing their hands around because they saw it on Fortnite.
You mean the new dance moves that everyone does?
Yeah, from Fortnite?
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's not exactly true either, though. Most of those dances on Fortnite were from other stuff. Fortnite wanted to use them as references. And so now they're popular.
But that's the thing. Most of these kids would never have saw the Carlton if it weren't for Fortnite.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Call it Fortnite-is.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. They learn something. Because right as I saw that stuff, I was like, I looked it up. What?
Please don't tell me you're going to a school dance, and while a song is playing, you're swinging your arms and doing this, what they call it, the floss, or whatever the other weird muscle spasm Fortnite-ist moves are.
There was one back in your day where you literally just jolt.
Where we literally just what?
Jumped.
Are you talking jump around?
Yes.
But we didn't get
or,
out
well, okay.
a freaking video game.
What about the ring? That's literally just a muscle spasm in place.
Are you talking about the original Running Man or that shit show they call the Running Man now?
The original. It's still the same concept of just muscle spasming in one place.
Look, we didn't learn those from a video game. And let's
no, but they were
do
still
doing anyway.
The same thing. Just because you learned it from a video game doesn't make it any less of what you used to do when you were a kid.
You say you like I actually did this stuff.
What your generation did as a kid. I don't do this stuff either, but I'm going to defend it.
I wouldn't defend it if my life depended on it.
Well, the thing is, you're just mad that it came from Fortnite, but the dance that existed when you were a teenager.
I'm just mad that my sons won't stop. They will not stop. Like, I will be standing in the middle of Walmart, and for no particular reason, my oldest will just start flinging his arms around. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Oh, it's a dance from Fortnite. Man, you better cut that out.
Fortnite taught you how to dance. You know how many people were scared of dancing in your generation? That's what I thought. Fortnite is expressing people's will to dance and be free. It's expressing our First Amendment.
Fortnite and its dances can go straight to the trash bin.
That's not a good argument. That's not even an argument. You're just saying
Fortnite
that it's trash. Where's your reasoning?
Fortnite is garbage.
Because where's your reasoning?
My opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Fortnite is my opinion, and I am sticking to it.
Well, we all have opinions. Good for you. Say something.
Something.
It's a good thing. If you look at it from an actual perspective, it's a good thing.
No, it looks like the kids are having spasms and that they need help.
This is on Fortnite, literal, like, actual dances, like good dances, like break dancing.
Nah, there's break dancing and then there's Fortnite-us.
No, there's racing from, like, you know, like the spinning on your head and stuff, your generation.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever crap that's called. They're dances.
Like
maybe
say,
not
Fortnite,
you did, but it was definitely like your age.
We danced when it was appropriate to dance, not in the middle of Walmart when nothing is going on.
Dance the dance. I don't see a problem with that. Could it be a better? Yes. Could it have like actual like time and practice to it? Yes. But it's not the worst thing that a child could be doing. Not playing GTA, learning they can do drugs or something. They're just doing dances. I think I'm at my house, guys.
No, I'm getting like really, really bad static on my end. Like, I'm only catching every other word you say, if that.
Oh, no. Actually, storming here, that's probably why.
It's hard to respond when I can't hear what you're saying.
It's actually storming here, which probably isn't helping.
Ing. Yeah.
Yes. So it is probably not helping. Anyway, totally owned you. It's funny because I can hear stuff coming through on your end. I sound crystal clear. I think we have a lying Draco here.
I would not lie to you. I cannot hear from my end.
Well, I don't know how to fix that, Draco.
It's all right. Keep going.
Yeah, man,
if you can hear me.
I mean, I
keep
can
going.
Hear you, yeah. All right, let's get off the Fortnite. There's a new game I want to talk about. Forgot about it. So, it mixes my favorite tabletop game, D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, and video games. And that's Neverwinter.
Something Neverwinter.
Exactly. That's all you need to know. Go look that up.
I played Neverwinter, for your information.
Oh, great, cool. Well, okay, what's Neverwinter?
The one that was available for PlayStation.
Okay, that's probably like that one that's like all polished and stuff. So, think of it. Think of it.
Of it.
Hey, Draco, what'd you think of it?
There, finally. You actually understood you this time. It had its good points and down points. I was never actually able to finish it because I ran out of space on my PlayStation and other games were important to me.
I think it's a pretty good game, but again, only if I play it with friends.
Well, it was an MMO, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's just like, you know, Elder Scrolls Online or World of Warcraft or stuff like that. I only want to play it if I can play with friends.
Friends.
Exactly.
Let me get one thing straight with you. When I say just a random word, probably because it's the only thing I heard from you.
Yeah. So I'm going to say this the entire time. I'm going to blast to impeach it and make it out.
Oh, it's bad.
It's bad?
Yeah. I heard all that one this time.
Maybe that's bad omen talking. Okay, Draco. We're going to go on break and see if it fixes itself in 3 minutes.
Okay. Talking about self.
Okay, sound. Okay, we are going to break, old man.
Okay, I got that this time.
Good. Okay, I'm putting us on break.
Do what you gotta do if you hear me.
We are going to go on break, guys. We'll be back soon.
This is where it all begins. It's the chills on your skin. It's the rush you're looking for. Made a map of this. This is where it don't make sense. And the lead foot's on the floor. And this is what it feels like falling. Chasing down something you want so bad. And when you know, never seen nothing like that. And it pulls you in, giving in. Right on a kiss and we kiss again. Right.
like an ocean wide, real tide, and I'm all caught up in you. Hey, come on, baby, watch you say, go ahead and ride the way and do what you want to do. This is what it feels like falling, chasing down something you want so bad. And when you know, never see nothing like that. And it pulls you in, giving in, right on a kiss and we kiss again. Oh, on time, this is what it feels like. You want so bad, you know, you never seen nothing like that. And it pulls you in, giving in, right on a kiss and we kiss again. Looking just like me. Must have passed out on the couch when I got back home. Woke up with 7 digits under my sleeve. It's all just a little bit hazy. I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the taste of that whiskey kiss. I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Thought I was dancing with a long legged brunette. It's hard to tell in the neon glow. Didn't catch your name shouting through the music. It didn't matter when she leaned in close. To remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the taste of that tipsy whiskey kiss. I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back, If you can hear me, you probably can't hear Gray. We've been having a lot of technical difficulties tonight. Ooh, that was terrible. But we actually have made a unanimous decision to cut the show short tonight due to the technical difficulties. Apparently, when it storms at Gray's house, it cuts out a lot of internet signal, apparently.
Mother Nature.
Radio show in Fritz.
But we will be back next week, and I think our next week's topic is going to be horror video games. What do you think? I think he said that's fine. So come back and tune in next week with your hosts, Gray and Draco, as we discuss horror games. Good night, everyone. We all apologize very, very wholeheartedly for the technical difficulties. I hope you all have a good night and a good rest of your week. Have a great weekend and don't drink too much. And if you do, have a drink on Draco. Or drink
Watch
one for Draco. Whatever he just said.
Okay.
Good night, folks.
Good night.